But we always grew up as blacks. And about 10 years ago, I went back to visit Easter Arcadia. Well, I go there all the time. But there was a section in, where my dad grew up in Buckhead. The whites had taken all the Indian land. And they were going to try to get all descendants from the Indians to change their race from black back to Indian so that they were entitled to some of the land. Now, a lot of the people within the East Arcadia area did do that. And but I said and my family said that we've been black all our lives, so we're just stay black, even though my dad was half Indian and we could have gotten a portion of the land or at least something for that. But my mother side of the family was, they were called the freed people. Her mother, her dad died, I think when she was about 30 years old, and her mom lived until she was about, I think my mother died when she was about 35. Yeah, so, but my mother lived to be 95, and she lived at home. She was at home when she died, and she was born in 1905 and died in 2001. So there was history there, and as a matter of fact, some of the people from the Buckhead area had interviewed her. Because she was the oldest, about the oldest living black, or the oldest person in the area that knew about the divide between the Indians and the blacks and the white men. So she was interviewed, and I don't know where it's gone from the time that they interviewed her, but they're in the process as well as doing a history about the East Arcadia area.
You said that you travel back and forth from Roswell to East Arcadia. How often do you?
How often did I go? I used to go when my parents were living, at least three times a year. And when my parents became ill, I would go maybe once a month to visit.
So, just out of curiosity, what keeps you in Roswell?
Right now, it's the fact that I have a job and I have a home here in Roswell. But I do have a home in East Arcadia as well, and land. So eventually, whenever I do retire, I plan on moving back to East Arcadia. However, some of my relatives think that I'll never go back there. But retiring in Roswell, unless you've been able to do well and save a lot, it's kind of hard for me to retire in the city of Roswell. Tax-wise, Roswell is, the homes are so expensive in Roswell now. With my retirement, I probably couldn't even afford to pay my taxes, even if I had the home paid off. But I'm planning on moving back to a smaller rural area in North Carolina. However, it's growing so fast now that really Wilmington now is sort of like the Roswell 28 years ago.
Okay.
Because everybody's moving back to the coast. The homes down there now are more than some of the homes in Roswell because of the fact of the beach area. So I have my little beach house, which is not a real big house. It's really a trailer. But it's land. I have about 5 acres of land, so I'm planning on building a home when I go back up there. So,
what